My first kiss went a little like this. And twist. And twist.
Well, my first kiss went a little like this. And twist. And twist.
I said, no more teachers and no more books. I gotta kiss under the bleachers, hoping that nobody looks. Lips
like licorice. This is Channel Surfing, a Fast and the Furious series fanfic written by Astolat and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairings Brian O'Connor, Mia Toretto, Letty Ortiz, Dominic Toretto, Brian O'Connor, Dominic Toretto, with additional tags for Trope Bingo Round 5, Love Triangles, Making Out, Post Fast and the Furious 7, could probably take place post Fast and the Furious 8. Cock blocking. Cock blocking for your own good. Matchmaking via cock blocking. Letty doesn't have time for you not to talk about your feelings, Dom.
My first kiss went a little like this.
I said no more sailors and no more soldiers, with your name in a heart tattooed up on the shoulders. This is like whiskey. It gets me drunk, and I wake up in the morning with the taste of your tongue. In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips. I got you on my lips. At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
Letty was about to say something like, Jesus, Toretto, make a call. When Dom finally settled them on a crappy old martial arts movie buried deep in the guts of the cable lineup. She rolled her eyes, but it wasn't worth another fucking 10 minutes of jumping channels to argue. Mia was already mostly asleep, and she dropped off the rest of the way almost immediately, curled up with her head tucked against Brian's shoulder. Letty drank a beer and ate some popcorn, and watched the bad dubbing with half an eye for a little longer. Then she shut her eyes, too, and let herself drift. She didn't really care. Dom was solid under her cheek, and his arm was around her. They were all together again, home again, where they belonged. She could put up with Dom's lousy taste in movies. She didn't really fall asleep herself, but she sank into that place about an inch short of it, body feeling too heavy to move. Dom and Brian were talking over the movie in low voices. She felt it when Dom laughed a little, his chest moving, and she smiled with him. He was saying something to Brian, putting his other hand on the back of Brian's head, shaking it a little. Brian was grinning at him. The house was dark except for the TV, fight scene yelling coming out of the speakers. She closed her eyes again, and then she opened them again. Brian and Dom had their foreheads together, Dom's face crinkled up around the eyes. He was still holding on to Brian, and then he tilted his head a little, and Brian shifted his a little, and they were kissing. They didn't kiss like it was the first time. They kissed easy and relaxed, familiar, the way you kiss somebody you'd kissed 100 times. Dom's arm was still around her. He was just taking soft kisses out of Brian's mouth at the same time, only quiet noises to tell her he was doing it, and the rise and fall of his chest going quicker under her cheek, his heartbeat picking up. Brian was kissing him back, dropping his head to kiss Dom's jaw under his chin. Dom shifted a little, got his free hand down and unbuttoned his jeans. Brian was getting his own open, too. And then he reached over and put his hand into Dom's pants. Dom made a pleased grunt and reached into Brian's. They were both breathing hard. Letty was stuck somewhere between sleep and... what the fuck? Mia was still asleep on Brian's other side. How? Letty had no fucking clue. But then she noticed that Mia was absolutely fighting a smirk, lashes down against her cheek or not. She wasn't asleep either. The whole thing didn't last long enough for Letty to figure out what to do. Brian gave a short gasp, and Dom muttered, yeah, and jerked his hand a couple more times. And then he took it out and got a napkin off the table and wiped his fingers, and then he leaned back and let Brian finish him. They zipped up, kissed a little more, And then they both let their heads drop against the back of the couch, settling down heavy and comfortable. And we're both out in seconds. So what the fuck even was that last night? Letty said to Mia the next morning, after the guys went off to the garage. Do they do this all the time? Mia said. While you're there? Letty said. Well, I think they like it better if I'm there, Mia said. Otherwise it might seem gay. Letty stared at her. Mia was wide-eyed and completely serious. But then her mouth twitched, and they both cracked up laughing helplessly. About 5 minutes later, they were still going when Dom stuck his head in, frowning. Are you dying in here or what? They were both sitting on the floor in the kitchen with their arms around their stomachs from laughing so hard. Letty had just gotten it under control, and then Mia had said, high-pitched, during the fight scenes, and then they'd both lost it again. Looking at Dom made Letty choke up all over again. She buried her face against her knees, laughing so hard tears were leaking out of her eyes, and Mia waved him away. Dom scowled at them both and went out shaking his head, muttering. Jesus, Letty said finally, letting her head thump back against the wall, panting. I can't believe they think they're getting away with it. Why were you letting them get away with it? I just never did anything, Mia said with a helpless shrug. The first time they hooked up, we were all more drunk. And the next day they acted so normal, I thought they didn't even remember. The next time I only woke up at the very end. It seemed funny more than anything. Like, they don't think they're even doing anything. I had no idea what they'd do if I made them face it. She hesitated. Do you really mind? She asked, a little anxious. And Letty could see Mia's point of view. She didn't want to break up her brother and her husband. And hell, it had even been kind of hot. But fuck if Letty was going to just snooze on the couch while Dom made out with his boyfriend like he was putting one over on her. No fucking way, Mia, Letty said. I don't mind them doing whatever the fuck it is they're doing, but not like this. Dom gets away with giving you 1 ounce of shit, he'll start bringing you a fucking cartload every other Sunday. And this is prime fucking bullshit. I've never put up with it, and I'm not going to put up with it now. You shouldn't either. Mia bit her lip. But she nodded a little. Are you gonna talk to him? Fuck no, Letty said. I'm gonna cock block him. Dom pulled the channel hopping routine again a couple nights later. Letty didn't say a word, yawned, pretended to fall asleep, and waited. She half didn't believe it when they really went for it again. Jesus, did they seriously believe she and Mia were sleeping through this? But she held off, let them neck for a while. And right when Dom went for Brian's pants, she stirred and said groggily, what did I miss? Give me another beer. And watched them both jump a little. Yeah, sure, they didn't know they were doing something. She drank the second beer and watched another 20 minutes of the shit movie. It was so bad, she started to fall asleep for real. She didn't really think Dom would have the nerve to go for it a second time. But then she started drifting. And it turned out he did have the nerve, the asshole. He had his fingers tucked into Brian's waistband and moving lower. And he had the even fucking bigger nerve to look annoyed when she sat up. 3 days later, he tried it again. He was just asking for it at that point, so Letty pretended to doze off and wake up again every 15 minutes. They didn't get to even kiss more than a handful of times, and Dom was a fucking bear the next day. But the day after that, he came in from the garage in a good mood again, nuzzled her neck as he went past her in the kitchen to grab a cold beer out of the fridge, And yeah, they'd gotten over needing a girl to be in the room. Well, that's better, Mia said. Mia, Levy said. I know you were a kid when your folks died and he was all you had left, and O'Connor's the father of your children, but just fucking no. Mia threw her arms up. Letty, I broke Dom out of jail. I helped him and Ryan steal $100 million from a drug dealer, and I got kidnapped by an international terrorist. This isn't high on the scale of things I've put up with. Yeah, it fucking is, Letty said. All of that, that's ride or die. This is guys being dicks because it's more fun for them to pretend they're, I don't know, lords of the fucking jungle or whatever. They don't get to pull that shit with us. She went to the salvage yard and picked up a new project. An old RX-7 that had decent bones but was going to need at least 6 months of heavy lifting. Dom and Brian jerked apart when she walked into the garage to roll up the big door. Hey, Toretto, move that beast over a couple of feet, will ya? She said. I got a new toy. She kept a running tally of how often she got a jump out of them walking into the garage, or at least got Dom looking pissed off. And after 2 weeks, she was already closing in on triple digits. The two of them could have found a way pretty easily, but they'd have had to talk about it, and that was clearly out of bounds. Harder to pretend you're not fucking around on your wife when you actually have to make plans to bang your boyfriend. Huh, Toretto? She muttered under her breath, smirking, after Dom had slammed down a wrench and stalked out of the garage, leaving Brian behind with his head bent over the panel he was working on, flushed and out of breath, and not looking anywhere at her. Okay, Mia said the next day. Letty, wherever this is going, we need to get there. What's the rush? Letty said. Dom had earned a little more suffering, she personally thought. It built character anyway. The rush, Mia said pointedly, is Brian wants it 3 times a day. I'm tired.
Jesus Christ, Mia, Letty said.
Why the fuck did you even marry the guy? He's not that pretty. Yes, he is, Mia said resignedly. All right, yeah, he is, Letty admitted. But I can't make them buy a fucking clue if they won't go to the store. Look, cut them off for a week. Tell them you've got a UTI or something. Mia went a little red. A week? She said plaintively. This is how you end up with 2 kids under 4, Letty said. Come on, we'll both do it. Take away their safety valve.
Leave me the fuck alone and get me some fucking Advil,
she muttered the next morning, when Dom checked in to see if she was up for some action. He got the meds for her, kissed her, and then she saw out the window that he'd had the gall to head for the garage with Brian again. Time for the cavalry. Letty grabbed her cell and called Mia downstairs and sent her in after them. 3 days later, Brian was about to bounce off the walls, and Dom had gone furious and sullen. Letty thought they had to be getting close to giving up on denial, but apparently they weren't there yet. She was lying on the couch in her stomach that afternoon, flipping through Car and Driver, and Dom opened the door and said, "There's a car show down in Santa Monica. Going to look in on it. I'll be back in a few hours. You want anything?" There wasn't a view of the driveway from the bed, but Letty didn't need to see Brian waiting outside by the car to know he was there. "Nah, I'm doing better now," she said. She waited until Dom went out. Then she jumped up and grabbed her jacket and keys and followed him out, calling, "Hey, hold up, I'll come with." Just as Dom reached the car door, Brian was on the passenger side, waiting, just like she'd known he would be. And for the first time, she saw him look pissed off. He shot a look over at Dom, his whole face tight with frustration. That lasted for about 2 seconds, and then the anger and the frustration just ran right out of his face completely and left him staring at Dom with a sudden blank expression. You sure you're up for it? Dom was saying to her. If you're feeling better, maybe you should rest. And let me bang my boyfriend at the car show in peace for 5 fucking minutes, he didn't add, but it was there in the air. I can't, Brian blurted abruptly, before Letty said anything. Dom glanced over at him, surprised. Dom, I'm sorry, I forgot something, I can't. And he was just walking away down the driveway to his Skyline, fast, without looking back. One out of two was halfway there. At least that's what Letty figured. But Christ, trust a guy to go for maximum drama. Brian had gotten over pretending he wasn't banging Dom on the side, but now he was acting like he'd killed somebody. And more like that than he'd actually ever acted when he had killed somebody. He avoided Dom completely, all but ran out of the room anytime he came in, and started following Mia around like he was afraid she was going to disappear if he let her out of his sight. Mia came home a couple days later from another lovey-dovey outing, really upset. She managed to stick Brian with the kid for 5 minutes, then grab Letty and hold her into the kitchen. He took me to look at houses. He thinks we should get our own place, she hissed. I knew something like this was going to happen. Because they're fucking morons, Letty muttered. Okay, calm down. Yeah, it's gone far enough. I'm going to deal with this. She stalked out to the garage. Dom had been hiding out there all week like a bear, pretending he didn't mind that his boyfriend was avoiding him. What? He growled when she came to stand next to him, without getting his head out from under the hood. She kicked him in the shin, right where it would hurt like a bitch. Ow! He bellowed, jerking out. What the fuck, Letty? Fuck you, Toretto, she said. It's not any less than you deserve, and you know it. Are you ready to admit it, or are you going to keep sticking with this bullshit routine where you think just because you pretend you aren't screwing around, the rest of us can't see you doing it? Turned out that Dom was sticking with the bullshit routine like his life depended on it. He glared at her like she was crazy, then turned his back and walked away. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, he threw over his shoulder. Letty looked at the big mallet next to the car and gave a real solid thought to clocking Dom with it. But she didn't really want to have to live through the dental work. And anyway, she had an even bigger hammer to hit him with. Yeah? Then I guess you don't mind Brian and Mia are going to move out, huh? He whirled around and took a step at her. The fuck he is! He yelled, fists clenching. Yeah, he didn't like the idea of being dumped, did he? And Letty folded her arms across her chest and stared at him hard. Dom stared back at her. And then he finally noticed what had just come out of his mouth. And finally, an awkward expression crept slowly over his face. They got back from Hawaii a couple of weeks later. There wasn't a lot in the suitcases, but everything there was, they tossed into the bag to go to the laundry, then ordered out for Chinese food. And after they ate and put Jack to bed, they all settled down on the couch together with beers and put on the TV. Dom got the remote and started switching channels, and paused on a Godzilla movie. Not even one of the good ones, the crap 90s remake! And Letty was about to say something when Mia suddenly sat up and reached over and grabbed the remote right out of Dom's hand. Dom stared at her. Mia sat back on the couch and firmly changed back 10 channels to the Supernatural rerun. It was one of the old ones where they'd been really young and pretty. Not Letty's absolute favorite thing, but okay. Mia had a thing. She could appreciate it. The tall guy was cute. And she liked the car. Dom and Brian both stared at the screen, looking vaguely disturbed. At one point, Jensen Ackles cried a little, and Dom looked at the remote with a longing expression. And then Brian suddenly got a look of revelation on his face and said tentatively,
"Hey, do you guys mind if we..."
Dom was staring at him. And he trailed off before he got all the way there. But Letty believed in encouraging good behavior.
"Go ahead," she said.
"Mm-hmm," Mia agreed. "While you're up, can you bring me a bourbon and Coke?"
"Okay, now that was a good idea."
"I'll just have the bourbon," Letty said, and gave Dom an extra nudge, since he seemed to be having a hard time getting with the program. And finally, he got up from the couch, looking disgruntled. Brian had gotten pretty on board, though, and Dom pretty much had to follow him back with Letty's drink when Brian brought Mia hers. Brian had also made them popcorn. He leaned over to hand Mia the bowl and got a kiss. Dom just kept scowling. Oh well, Letty had known he was a stubborn bastard when she'd married him, and he'd done a good job making it up to her the last couple of weeks. Then Brian straightened up, grabbed Dom, and towed him away to the stairs. Dom was still looking grumpy, but a little while later, a faint thumping started over the sound of the TV, so he'd gotten hell over himself. The episode finished, and Mia sighed happily and looked over at Letty. "What do you want to watch next?" The end. In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips, got you on my lips. At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it. Reader's notes. So last night I saw an advanced screening of Fate of the Furious, and oh my god, I have so many emotions. I spent all day at work today kind of skimming through the Fast and the Furious tag, and of course I can't say anything to anybody because it doesn't come out in America for another like 4 days. And parts of that movie made me really happy, and parts of that movie made me really angry. So feel free to dump your Fate of the Furious feelings in the comments after this podfic once the movie comes out, and we are all just like, what the fuck were you doing? What is going on? How is this franchise even exist? I love everything, and also I'm so pissed off about blah blah blah. But yeah, the end of the movie, happy family fun times where everybody is just like, yeah, Dom and Brian have been dating for the last 7 movies, but then Letty had amnesia and didn't really remember it. And I like the idea that Letty might have missed out on it the first time, but not like really. It's just the amnesia part, you know, that she didn't remember dealing with it the last time or something. And then Mia just being like, I put up with so much other bullshit. Them sticking their tongues down each other's throat isn't even the worst part of it. And then it also being like, yeah, it's a little sexy. I want my husband to have a good boyfriend. I want my brother to have a good boyfriend who's also my husband. Keeping it in the family. And then, of course, because we're keeping it in the family, we end on a supernatural episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podfic, and have a nice day. She gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make a save.